Phoenix Audio presents.
Whenever Tori Nunn was bored, she went to Buenos Aires. Partly it was because Buenos Aires was a place she had never worked, so essentially no one knew her, what she had been. And partly it was because she could at last forget Greg. But perhaps more than anything else, she came here because she could begin again to define herself, as if now even her own shadow had become unrecognizable. She was sitting in a cafe when she saw Estilo. He was a German-Argentine shanta, or wheeler-dealer, one of the few she considered a friend. Estilo approached, smiling. With him was a younger man, handsome, in his mid-30s, roughly the same age as Tori. Estilo greeted her warmly and introduced his rugged friend, Ariel Solares. Tori gave him an appraising look as he explained, "I have come to be healed, perhaps, from my boredom." "Ah," Estilo said, glancing at Tori. "A person needs purpose. Without it, life becomes meaningless. Surely something you would understand, Tori, having put yourself in such an early retirement." He invited her to a party he was having that night. He paused, then said, "Ariel will be there." Tori looked again at the younger man. He intrigued her. "All right," Tori said. "Wonderful. Until tonight, then." Tori smiled and watched them go. Estilo lived just a few blocks from the cemetery, the ne plus ultra address of all Buenos Aires. Adana, Estilo's mistress, greeted her. "You look tired, Tori. You need passion. But your passion is for what? Violence? Living on the edge of the abyss?" Tori abruptly thought of Greg, soaring above the Earth's atmosphere. And while crawling outside his vehicle, something had punctured his EVA suit, and all the oxygen had been sucked from his lungs. His iced body, blistered beyond recognition, attested to the cruelty of his death. She shook her head, came back to the present.